In today's Gospel, the Lord gives us the Great Commandment, which is the summary of the entire Scriptures, the summary of the entire Ten Commandments, boiled down into the Great Commandment, love of God and love of neighbor. The scribe asked the Lord, out of all the commandments, which one is the greatest? And so Jesus said, the Shema, which is the Hebrew word for that quotations from Scripture. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. This passage from Scripture meant so much to the Jewish people that they would write it down on little scrolls. They would place it on their doorpost. Even today, if you go to an Orthodox Jewish home, you'll see it on the doorpost. Many of the Jews, in order to keep this constantly in their mind, had it placed in little tiny boxes and they wore it on their forehead. In fact, the Shroud of Turin shows us that the Lord actually wore one of these as well. He wore the Shema right there on his forehead to keep this always in the forefront of his mind. All the devout Jews would wear this. And it is the summary of the entire teachings of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. There is only one true God. The pagans, of course, worship many gods. The Greeks and the Romans worship many gods. But the chosen people, it was revealed to them, there is only one God. And He alone is God. And then it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. So the great commandment is the commandment to love. Now the word love here, of course, is agape, that Greek word meaning this total, sacrificial, unconditional love. Jesus did not quote or use the word philios, brotherly love, eros, romantic love, storge, affection. He used the word agape, that we're called to love God with this total, sacrificial love. And obviously, love must be much more than feelings and emotions, because God could not command a person to have a feeling, let's say hunger or some other emotion of sadness or happiness. Love obviously must be much more than an emotion. It must be an act of the will if the Lord commands us to have it. It must be a choice. It must be a decision. So love obviously is an act of the will. That's why the Lord could say, you shall love the Lord your God. If love were merely an emotion, He could not command us to have an emotion. But if it's an act of the will, the Lord could command us to have that. To love God. And then He says, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all of our strength. That's our entire being. Our heart, of course, is our emotions. Our soul is our spiritual faculties. Our mind is our intellect of trying to learn more about God. And our strength refers to our body. So the Lord wants us to love Him with our entire being, body, mind, and soul, emotions, memory, intellect, will. That's how we're called to love God. Then the Lord says that also we have to love our neighbor as ourself. See, the Lord combines two commandments and brings them into one. Love of God and love of neighbor. Then He says, there is no other commandment, singular, greater than these. So when the scribe asks the Lord, which is the greatest commandment? The Lord takes the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, and puts them into one. So we know for a Christian, true love has to encompass both love of God and love of neighbor. And isn't that what we see with the symbol of Christianity, the cross, the vertical bar representing our love of God, the horizontal bar representing our love of neighbor. And isn't it beautiful too to think that every time we make this sign of the cross, not only do we draw the image of the cross upon ourselves, but it can be a reminder when we touch our forehead to love God with all of our mind, when we touch our heart to love Him with all of our heart and emotions, when we touch our shoulders, which is a symbol of strength, that we're called to love God with all of our strength. So every time we make the sign of the cross, that can be a reminder that we should love God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. And when it's all said and done, St. John of the Cross put it best, that he says, in the evening of life, we will be judged on one thing, on how much we have loved. That's what we'll be judged on, how much we've loved God, and how much we loved our neighbor.